Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is David Chung, and in this radio show, we are going to discuss actions and message handling in the Oracle Service Bus. Be sure to check out my GoGo profile and send in any questions or comments using the box below. Let's get started. In the Oracle Service Bus, clients access proxy services, and requests are passed on from proxy services to business services in the service bus and ultimately to back-end services. Within the proxy service, we have message handling. In this show, we're going to discuss how message handling and actions work within the Oracle Service Bus and in particular within proxy services. In a proxy service, message handling occurs in pipelines. Pipelines are created in pairs, so they're for synchronous services, that is request-response services. There is a request pipeline and an associated response pipeline. Pipelines are broken down into stages. Stages are an organizational unit similar to a function, and stages contain actions. If we were to make the analogy of a programming language, pipelines are the programs or the classes, stages are the functions or methods, and actions are the statements of the message processing language. So actions represent operations in the message flow, and actions are invoked sequentially within a stage, and stages are invoked sequentially within a pipeline. So we're going to go ahead and look at actions. First, we're going to look at the various categories of actions that are available in configuring message flow in the Oracle Service Bus. The four categories of actions are communication actions, flow control, message processing, and reporting. We'll start by discussing the communication actions. There are a couple of categories of communication actions. The first category I'm going to discuss is the routing actions. There are two routing actions, routing and routing table. Routing actions are the terminal actions within a message flow. They come at the very end of the message flow, and a routing action takes the message and sends it directly to a service, as to a business service, and waits for the response. So the routing action is the last action in the message flow before passing off the request to a business service and waiting for the response. A routing table is similar to a routing action, except the routing table can route to one of several business services based on some criteria. So in order to build a routing table, you need to define an expression based on some context variable, typically the request, and it's sort of like a switch statement. For example, in a purchase order, if the country of origin is USA, route to the USA purchase order service. If the country of origin is an EU country, a European Union country, route to the EU purchasing service. So a routing action routes directly to a service. A routing table is like a switch that routes to one of several services based on some selection criteria that you define. There's another kind of routing. It's a little bit different. It's a dynamic routing, and that routes to a service based on some XQuery expression. So typically based on the content of a message, we can dynamically choose the service to route to. Another kind of action is a publish action. Like routing, publish has a publish, publish table, and dynamic publish. Publish is an asynchronous invocation of a service. A publish might occur as the terminal node in a service, in a message flow. So after processing a message, you would publish it asynchronously to a service, maybe using JMS or a one-way web service. Or you could have a publish table, which is a combination of a publish and a switch. So based on some value, perhaps in the request message, you would choose a service to which to publish. A message flow may have multiple publish actions at different points. There's also a dynamic publish using XQuery to determine from some context variable which service to publish to. The other actions in this communication set, so we have the three routing actions, dynamic, routing table, and just plain old routing. We have the three publish actions, dynamic publish, publish table, and plain old publish. There's another action in here that's similar. It's called service callout. And a service callout is like a routing action, but it occurs in the middle of a message flow. A service callout calls out synchronously to a service, may send some data, and get back a response. The response would typically be used to help make a routing decision or a conditional branch or maybe to modify a message. So a service callout allows us to synchronously call a proxy or business service from within the message flow. The other communications actions are routing options and transport headers, and they allow you to modify message properties or transport headers like JMS headers or HTTP headers, depending on the transport chosen. So those are communication actions. The next category of actions are flow control. Any good programming language allows flow control. The types of things that programming languages have are conditional expressions, you know, if else, if then, iteration, for loops, for each, and there are other possible flow control actions. The flow control actions of OSB, usable in the message flow, are for each that allows you to iterate across repeated elements in a context variable. For example, a purchase order contains multiple items, so you could iterate across items. There's an if-then that performs actions conditionally based on some XQuery expression. You can explicitly raise an error with a raise error action. You can, in the middle of message processing, you can short circuit the processing, and by that I mean end the processing and send a reply directly back to the client. You do that by adding a reply action. There is a resume action that's used as part of error handling that resumes after handling an error, and a skip action that causes a stage to be skipped. Those are the flow control actions used in message flows in OSB. The next category of actions is message processing. Message processing, there are several actions here. They typically allow you to modify or examine a message. The first action here is assign. And what assign does is allows you to create a new context variable. Data in OSB is passed around via context variables. The delete action allows you to delete a context variable or part of a context variable. And the insert action allows you to insert a new value inside a context variable. Remember that these context variables are all XML. There's an MFL transform action. MFL stands for MetaFormat Language, and it is an Oracle-specific framework that allows you to essentially create a schema for non-XML and non-Java types, like mainframe types, delimited types, fixed-width fields. Once you create that, you can use this MFL transform tool to convert non-XML data into Java classes or XML data. Another message processing action is a Java callout. A Java callout is similar to a service callout. We talked about service callouts that let you synchronously invoke a proxy or business service. A Java callout lets you invoke a static Java method deployed on the service bus, so a Java method running in the same JVM as OSB. Java callouts allow you to make very lightweight, high-performance requests to some Java code and get back a response to help in further message processing. There is a rename action that lets you rename an XML element. There is a replace action that lets you replace a node or the contents of a node. And finally, there's a validate action. Validate performs an XML validation against some schema. So we could perform, you know, do a full XML validation using the validate action. The last set of actions are reporting actions. The reporting actions, as the name suggests, the category name suggests, allow you to report information to someone or something. For example, there is a log action. The log action lets you interact with the underlying WebLogic server logging framework. It lets you construct a log message. The log subsystem is the service bus. It lets you define the contents of the message, of the log message. It lets you define the severity of the log message. So the log action lets you generate log messages that will be placed in the server's logs. You can also turn off logging. So as part of the operations control for a service, you can turn logging on or off. You can also turn on reporting using a report action, and you can send a message to the reporting framework. That message can be is stored in a database by default, but you can choose different report handlers, and that message can be retrieved using the service bus's administration console. Finally, there are alerts. These are pipeline alerts, and what they allow you to do is essentially generate a notification from somewhere within a pipeline. Actions go in stages, so you can have a stage in your pipeline in which you place an alert action. Alerts are generated and sent to an alert destination. An alert destination might be a JMS queue, it might be SNMP trap, or email. And alerts are recorded and visible in the dashboard. That's part of the OSB console. Alerts have a severity level, and using the dashboard, you can get a quick, at-a-glance view of all the alerts generated for a specific service, generated in the entire domain, or generated on a particular server. You can also use the alerting and notification framework to, for example, generate a page. Alerts are generated based on an aggregation interval. So we test for alerts only within certain intervals, and alerting can be turned on or off, and the rate at which alerts are generated can also be configured so as not to overwhelm the alert destination with continued alerts. So that's a look at the actions that are supported in the Oracle Service Bus. In message processing, we start with pipelines. Pipelines are broken down into pairs, and there is a request pipeline and a response pipeline to handle requests and responses within the proxy service. To the pipeline, we add stages. Stages are a container for actions. So a stage is sort of like a method, and an action is sort of like a statement when we think of this as a programming language. And in the majority of this show, we've been discussing the various actions that are available that can be added to stages to perform the core functions of message processing in the Oracle Service Bus. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation, and I would encourage you to enter any of your comments and questions. You can email your input to me by using the question box found on this page. I will be answering questions and replying to comments in upcoming presentations. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Google Radio archives for David Chung. If there's a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you very much.